Thank you for tuning in to Cinema Central. Once again, I'm DJ Ace here to talk to you about movies because they're one of my favorite things in the world, so why not? Today's episode is about films coming out in 2018. I guess you could say anticipated films coming out in 2018. These are mine or just generic. It doesn't really matter because when movies come out, we all win. Or lose, depending on the film. So yes, this list is going to be in chronological order because that's how I wrote it. And it is obviously subject to change because I can't see the future, contrary to popular belief. So here we go. I'm playing some catch up right here because we got to talk about those pesky little movies that came out in January because it's over. Maze Runner to the Death Cure. Well, guess what? Who cares? I don't, because I'm kind of sick of all these young adult novel adaptations at this point. Sorry, but I probably just offended half the internet right now, but I don't even care, because you know what? I'm sick of it, of young adult novels, period. Moving on, The Commuter, the obligatory Liam Neeson action film. Yay? I don't even know anymore. And The Post, this was supposed to be the Oscar triumvirate with Spielberg and Hanks and Streep. But obviously, it didn't happen because only Streep got nominated for an Oscar. So, yeah, and I didn't see it yet and probably won't. So, oh well. So, yeah, that's January. Now we can talk about cool things like what's coming out in February. Black Panther, everyone is excited for Black Panther, dude. Like, oh my goodness, people are ready for this movie. The early reactions are great. And I am predicting this movie is going to perform fantastically. Black Panther was so good in Civil War, and I just cannot wait to dive into his universe and his backstory and what he brings to the table. And I'm very excited for this film. There's another film called Annihilation, and honestly, I have no idea what this film is about, but Natalie Portman is acting again, so I guess that's a good thing. Anyway, Early Man is a new claymation film coming out by the same folks who did like Chicken Run. I grew up on that movie. Jeez, that came out 18 years ago, and has Tom Hiddleston in it, and I honestly think it looks like a good bit of fun, so who knows. March, we have Pacific Rim Uprising. And this is a movie I would say has to be seen in the theater because it looks amazing. And a lot of the previous cast is coming back except for Charlie Hunnam because he decided to do King Arthur Legend of the Sword instead of this movie. Good work, Charlie. You made a great choice. Not really. Not really at all. Ready Player One also comes out in March, and this movie looks like absolute nerd gold, and it has Spielberg behind it, and so many pop culture references in it, and the trailer had me at DeLorean. So, you know what, I realize it's based off of a book. This movie looks so amazing and trippy that I'm going to have to go see it regardless of it, if it's any good or not, because dang, son, this is like every childhood dream of mine, I guess, in one movie. So it'll be fun. Tomb Raider comes out in March as well. It might be good. It might not. I guess the big question is, will it beat the video game movie curse? Because as we all know, you can't make good movies out of video games. It hasn't happened. I'm sorry. And it probably never will. Because we all remember what happened with Assassin's Creed in 2016, right? Yeah, total garbage. But based on the trailers and the fact it's based off the most recent games, I'm hopeful. I am genuinely hopeful it'll be good. Death Wish is the obligatory Bruce Willis action film coming out in March, and it looks brutal. So, and it has Bruce Willis. Let's just call him Brutal Bruce Willis. I don't even know. Basically, he's just trying to get revenge on some home invader killing his family or something like that. I feel like we've heard this storyline before. Yeah. And also in March, we have Red Sparrow, which stars Jennifer Lawrence as not Black Widow in the not Black Widow film because this is Red Sparrow. Makes total sense. Moving on, we have Wrinkle in Time. I saw the first film, which was good, and I'll be interested to see how this one plays out. It has some good star power in it. It has Reese Witherspoon, Chris Pine, and Oprah, so, you know, why not? April has Rampage, the obligatory Dwayne Johnson film. This one just happens to be based on an arcade game. But hey, The Rock sells movies, so why not? Moving on. May is an exciting month for movies. It's always an exciting month for movies. But there is one main reason May is an exciting month for movies. It's called Avengers Infinity War. This movie is the culmination of a decade of cinematic history, and I'm expecting it to be on the same level as the first Avengers in terms of cultural phenomenon, okay? This movie is going to be huge. This is what it's all been building up to, all the little intricate tying together of all these movies. It blows my mind that we're here, but here we are, 2008 to 2018. A decade later, a decade of Marvel movies, and we're seeing how it all comes together in this film. I am so excited! That didn't really sound excited, did it? It's all in the beholder, I guess. Also in May, we have Deadpool 2. So our favorite Merc with the Mouth returns to the big screen in a sequel that is sure to be just as crazy as a film as the first one. And please, 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 please do not bring your kids to this movie. Like, how is this even a thing? I remember when Deadpool, the first one, came out. Like, weird, moody teenagers like, oh, I can't go see Deadpool because it's rated R. There's a reason it's rated R and you're a teenager, so you probably shouldn't be watching this stuff anyway. Like, geez, man. So, yeah, parents, be smart. Don't bring your kids to Deadpool. Like, even Ryan Reynolds says it. Like, come on. And then this is the biggest mystery of 2018. Solo, a Star Wars story, comes out in May, apparently, now. Which is crazy, because I thought they were doing the whole thing in December. But I guess we're doing it in May now. Okay, that's cool. But guess what? We don't know anything about this movie. This movie comes out in 4 months. And we haven't seen a thing about it. No trailers or nothing. So is this movie actually coming out? That's what I want to know. Okay, moving on. To June, which has Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. It has Chris Pratt in it. I'm going to go see it. That simple. But really, the film looks completely nuts because there's dinosaurs and there's volcanoes and there's weird sphere things that you ride around in. So you know what? I'm sold. Done. The Incredibles 2. Alright, the first Incredibles came out in 2004 is arguably one of the most beloved animated films of all time. So this is a sequel that fans have been waiting for over a decade, and I cannot wait to see this movie. I am excited for this movie. Seriously. Okay? Like, the teaser looks great. I am ready for this sequel. Pixar, do not screw it up. Actually, if anyone's going to screw it up, it's probably going to be Disney because they own Pixar now. Anyway, Ocean's 8. Here's my thing about Ocean's 8. I saw the trailer and sure it looks interesting, but if the recent Ghostbusters is any indication, I am not hopeful for this movie. Okay, because, you know, Ghostbusters was that all-female reboot of Ghostbusters. Now we got the all-female reboot of the Ocean's series. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not hopeful for this movie, especially since the original trilogy was super good. Like, okay, like, I don't see how you could top that. But, you know what? Who knows? Maybe it'll be great. That is my hope for every movie. Maybe it'll be great, or it won't be. That is, like, as simple as it gets. And then we have Sicario 2 Soldado. And this movie vexes me because it's like the only movie on this list that is a sequel to a movie that didn't need a sequel. Like, what? I mean, the first one was good, it was dark and crazy, but considering the point of the first movie was following Emily Blunt's character down this dark hole of government secrets, I don't see what this one has to add because she's not even in this one. It's just Josh Brolin and Benicio Del Toro in this one, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. July has Mission Impossible 6 Fallout. Can we just discuss how ironic that title is? Fallout? Because this is the movie that gave us Superman baby mouth, okay? Like, Henry Cavill was filming this movie, and he has a mustache, and the studio wouldn't let him shave it, so they CG'd off in the reshoots for Justice League. That is the fallout of Mission Impossible. That's the actual fallout of this movie. The irony is great. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because I'm always down for a new Mission Impossible, and the last five have been great, and at this point, it's the only thing that Tom Cruise has going for him now. So, do it, man. Go break a leg. Oh, wait. He did that. Too soon. Ant-Man and the Wasp. The trailer just came out recently, and I'm super excited for this film. Obviously, there's some fallout from Captain America Civil War. And the first Ant-Man was obviously a pleasant surprise. A lot of people dug it. It was a heist film. It was fun. It was different. So I hope this movie still captures the same essence of the first film. Alita Battle Angel, the way I understand it, is based off of a manga. The animation looks super sick, and it has a crazy good cast in it, so I'm going to be interested to see what happens. And then there's this next movie, which is a complete and total abomination to humanity. Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Never in 1,000 years will I go see this movie. I haven't even watched the new Teen Titans Go cartoon, because you know what? Hashtag not my Teen Titans. In August, we get The Predator. I saw the original Predator, but somehow I really doubt this film's going to recapture the magic. But hey, why not try again, guys? You've only done it like 10 times at this point. And then we have The Meg, which is an obligatory shark movie with Jason Statham basically playing Moby Dick. It's going to be great. Not really. In September, my favorite month, we have Robin Hood. But you know what? It's been 8 years since the Russell Crowe movie, so why not? Seems to have the same kind of theme going on, same kind of style, so maybe it'll be good. I like the last one, so yeah. October has Venom. We know nothing about this film, or at least I know nothing about this film other than Tom Hardy's playing Venom. So my only hope for this movie is that we understand what he says in this movie. In November, Wreck-It Ralph 2. Ralph Breaks the Internet. The first Wreck-It Ralph was super good, and I fully expect this one to be just as fun. And then there's Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald. I'm not excited for this new series at all. I saw Fantastic Beasts. It was okay, but whatever. I'm just done with this franchise at this point. Like, you made me watch 8 Harry Potter movies. I don't know why you're making me watch these ones too. So yeah, I'm done with them. X-Men Dark Phoenix. I believe this is going to be the last time Fox gets to release an X-Men movie, so hopefully we can finally put their convoluted timeline to rest. And hopefully it won't be as bad as X-Men Apocalypse, because gosh darn if that wasn't a bad movie. Ugh. Creed 2. Turns out the first Creed, which was a legacy sequel to the Rocky series, was actually a decent film. And there's definitely some room for a sequel, so why not? Let's do it. Mulan, the live-action adaptation. Alright, I'm not on board with Disney's live-action adaptations yet, but perhaps this movie will change my opinion of that, because I think there's a lot of potential for a live-action Mulan to actually be pretty cool-looking. And there's a Dr. Seuss and the Grinch animated film that stars Benedict Cumberbatch in it. It'll probably be fine, but you got nothing on Jim Carrey. Sorry, bro. And finally, we have December. We have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is an animated Spider-Man film that looks awesome. If you don't know, there's like this huge, expanded comic series about the Spider-Verse, which is like all these alternate realities of different Spider-Men, and it's pretty crazy stuff. So this film looks fun. Oh boy, I loathe this next one. Loathe Bumblebee. Honestly, it sounds like a cute little animated film, but guess what? It's a standalone Transformers movie about your favorite yellow Camaro. Ugh. So, let's be perfectly clear. The only way you will ever get me to this theater is if by some miracle it ends up being decent. That said, it's not being done by Michael Bay. So maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope. Aquaman comes out in December, starring Jason Momoa. And bottom line, Jason Momoa is my boy, because that dude is fantastic. And let's just admit it, he was pretty good in Justice League. So I'm excited to see what this film does. Maybe it'll redeem the DCU. Or not. We'll see. And then we have Mary Poppins Returns, which stars Emily Blunt. She's on here twice. Wow. Which she's playing the lead role, and so I'm down. It should be fun, a classic story. It's actually like a sequel to a classic story, and Dick Van Dyne's gonna be in it, so I'm hoping it's gonna be a lot of fun. And finally, this is kind of a weird one, Mortal Engines. This is probably the strangest thing I put on this list. It's this like crazy steampunk universe where cities are like mobile and they essentially roam the planet, absorbing other cities, and it's based off of some sort of book. And it's just, the teaser just looked nuts. So, you know what? Why not? So, that is my preview for what's coming out in 2018. Like I said, the movie industry is always changing. So, this list is not, like, sealed in stone. Things are always changing. So, we'll see what happens. Otherwise, be sure to hit that subscribe button. I'm DJ Ace. Thanks for tuning in to Cinema Central.
Booyah!